Here come the Lions. We start the fourth quarter. Third down, four to go from the Packer 33. Stafford out of the gun. Kevin Smith to his right. Tony Scheffler in motion to the right side. Now back to the left. Stafford looking out over that defense. They show blitz. Here they come. Stafford takes, sets in the pocket, throws deep right side. Once Durham, incomplete down at the five-yard line. Durham locked up out there with Sam Shields. That'll bring up fourth down and Jason Hansen. That was one of those where I don't think Stafford had anything, and he just found the one-on-one coverage and tried to let his guy make a play.
He knew where the one-on-one coverage was, and he just threw it up, tried to have his guy make a play on the football. Didn't happen, so now Jason Hansen comes out to try to give the Lions a lead.
And this is going to be a long field goal attempt. 51 yards for Hansen. This is into what wind we have here at Lambeau Field tonight. Hash mark right side. There's the snap, spot, kick on the way. Hansen does not have the distance, comes up short. And we are still tied, 17-17, and you could see the wind just knock that ball down.
Yep. I mean, in the beginning of the game, before the game started, when the wind was kind of down, Jason was good from 53. But that one, you could see, you're right, Dan. I think the wind got it, and he might not have hit it his best anyway, but the wind, I don't think, helped it at all.
Calvin Johnson, a couple of catches on that previous drive, has gone over the 1,500-yard mark for the season, joined some pretty elite company. He's done that for the second straight year. Only Marvin Harrison and Andre Johnson in that club. So now it is Calvin, Marvin, and Andre that have gone 1,500, 1,500, and back-to-back years.
41-yard line, 41.
They had the ball at the 42. They'll move it back to the 41. Green Bay goes with an I formation. First time we've seen that tonight. Kuhn in front of Green on first and 10. Rodgers takes, gives to Green, second back through. Finds a hole over the left side, gets across the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. Tulloch and Levy stop him after a 6-yard gain. I wonder if the Packers aren't going to try to exert their will here and try to run this football a little bit, Brandy.
Yeah, well, and again, with Rodgers, if they can run the ball and make it effective, force the Lions to play an extra guy up in the box, then you watch Rodgers. He'll run a run-action pass. Or, you know, their offensive coordinator, Tom Clements, they'll get that run-action pass look at the Lions if they force him in that with the extra guy in the box.
Offset eye power left. Rodgers turns, gives to Green, trying to get outside. Durant chasing him and forcing him out of bounds, shy of midfield and shy of the first down at the 49. It's going to bring up a third and two now. That was a nice job by Durant to not let him get that edge.
Indeed. He kept running, 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 and kept Grant running to the sideline. Didn't allow him to turn it upfield, turn the corner. Brings up a big third down now.
Packers with 3 out of 7 on third down tonight. This is third and two from their own 49. 17-17 is our score, 13:45 to go. Rodgers will operate from the gun. Lions show a four-man front. Rodgers takes. Inside handoff goes to Green. Green's got the first down. Inside the 45 and down to the 41-yard line. Vandenbosch and Silva stop him, but it's a 10-yard gain.
Well, they spread him out. What? Green Bay is so good with screens and draws. Spread them out, shotgun, run a draw out of the shotgun. They get the Lions blocked. Third and two, critical play. They pick up an easy first down. Now they move in. Dominican Sue now has moved out to the left defensive end. Try to get him matched up with Barkley.
First and 10, Green Bay from the Lion 41. Rodgers up under center. Two up backs, one deep back is Green. They give it to Green. He slips a tackle at the 36, picks up extra yards down to the 32. Got 9 on first down. Justin Durant had a chance at him at the 36-yard line. Would have held him to a pretty short gain, but instead he picked up yardage after that. Now it'll be 2nd and 1.
Durant overran him a little bit. You got to keep your pursuit or you get inside-out leverage. Well, that time he overran him and ran by him and allowed a cutback to get extra yards.
Ryan Grant into the game for Green Bay. First time we've seen him tonight. Lines up as the deep back and an offset eye on 2nd and 1. Rodgers takes, gives to Grant over the left side. Got the first down and more inside the 25 and Grant down to the 19-yard line. tackled by Silva and Carey. Ryan Grant, who sat out as a free agent for some of this season, talked to the Lions a couple times. Nothing ever materialized there. Ended up back in Green Bay after they had a couple of injuries at the running back position.
Well, you called it, Dan, earlier. You said maybe this is the possession where Green Bay tries to assert its will on the ground. That's what this possession has been.
Lions Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. First and 10, Green Bay. From the Lion 19, Rodgers turns, gives to Green, and he slips and falls the 20-yard line, gets up inside the 15 and down to the 13. He fell at the 20 and picked up 7 yards after that. Actually, it was Dewan Harris on the carry. Boy, man goes down like that. You got to find some way to get a hand on him.
Well, that shows you right there. An indication, a guy goes down on his own, slips. You're not disengaging from blocks. You're not getting off blocks to get to the ball carrier. Now, right now, this Lion defense, you know, they haven't been out there that much, and yet they're looking tired.
Second and four. Rodgers gives to Harris. He's straight up the gut for the touchdown.
Boy,
that drive was nothing but Green Bay beating the man in front of him the whole way down the field.
You ran the football right down the Lions' throat on that possession. I mean, you're right. You call it. So this is time for Green Bay to maybe assert, you know, their will. Well, guess what? They did.
Seven plays on the drive. All of them runs 59 yards to the touchdown. And Green Bay's got the lead with the extra point coming up. Crosby sends it up and through, and it's now Green Bay 24 and the Lions 17. Plenty of time left, but the Lions have got to get their offense on track. 10:45 to play. They're down seven. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Adam Wildfong from Traverse City. And Adam, Lions need a touchdown. They scored a TDs on their first two possessions. Since then, only a field goal.
That'd be the Traverse City Wild Fong.
That would be. Here comes the kickoff. Crosby sends it on its way. It's a line drive. It'll be fielded by Logan at the 3. Back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Logan into traffic at the 25 and down at the 26. And that's where the Lions will take over. They need the end zone. They are down 24-17. 10:40 to go in the game here in Green Bay. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV, only from Comcast, for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like American Idol, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 21st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/21/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Packers have outscored the Lions 14-3 in the second half. They've outgained them 165 yards to 66, 10 first downs to 3.
142 of those yards coming on the ground. That's the big difference there.
Lions have it, first and 10. They scrimmage from their own 27. Stafford up under center. Long count at the line. Lone back is Bell. Stafford, three-step drop, looking right. Now back left, set from throws, got it complete. Caught with a flag down out at the 34-yard line. Will Heller makes the catch. Nine-yard gain, but what about that flag? It's against Green Bay, according to Guys Sherrillis.
Illegal use of the hands, hands to the face, defense number 90. Five-yard penalty, automatic first down.
B.J. Raji called for the penalty. So the Lions will take the five-yard penalty, and it will be first and five now from the 32. First and 10, exactly. First and 10 on the play. Automatic first down. So the Lions have first and 10 from their own 32. Stafford will operate from the gun. Brings Durham in motion from right to left. Stafford's got it. Has time. Throws left side. Complete to Heller. Heller's got it across the 35 to the 37. Pickup of five. Forced out by Brad Jones.
Heller is becoming the Pettigrew now. And again, probably not the same kind of speed or athleticism as Pettigrew may have, but he's that tight end that's got to step up and make some of these catches, you know, those 5-7 yard routes that you want to get your tight end involved in.
Three catches, 13 yards for Heller. The Lions have it, second down and five now. Their own 37. Stafford out of the gun. They'll go pistol formation. Stafford turns, gives to Bell. Bell follows his blockers with some room across the 40. Very close to first down yard. It's going to be a yard shy. He got four. Nice block by Heller. Brad Jones made the tackle. That'll bring up third down and one now from the 41. Fans, text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Just text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. Lions 8 out of 12 on third down. Looking at a third and one from their own 41. Stafford from the gun, Bell to his left. Stafford takes inside handoff to Joyke. He's got the first down. Gets across the 42, out close to the 43-yard line. Pickup of two, needed one. That'll move the chains.
That's a good run by Joyke because he knows the situation. Your short yardage, all you want to do is get up in there, find a crease, and get that first down. Turn that down box over, and Bell does it.
Yep, remember there's a play earlier this year, too, where he had a third down and short and didn't turn it up in time and got caught trying to string it out. Little experience. It's come to help Joyke Bell. First and 10 Lions now from their own 43. They're down seven with 8:20 to go. Stafford with two receivers left and two right. Works from the shotgun. He's got the ball. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford sets and throws. In and out of the hands of Chris Durham in Packer territory at the 46. Durham had done a nice job to shake his defender. Stafford brought it in there. It was a little low, but certainly I think catchable for Durham. You've got to make that catch.
Well, they crisscross their two inside backers, and they come with that blitz. The Lions missed the second backer coming late, and he had a free run at Stafford. Stafford saw it coming. Actually got rid of the ball a little bit early because of it, and the throw was a little inaccurate.
Second and 10 from their own 43. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford out of the gun. Bell to his left. Packers show a four-man front. They go inside handoff to Bell. Bell doesn't get much to the right side to the 44, shy of the 45. Gains two. It'll bring up third and eight. Clock moving inside of 8 minutes. That'll bring us to a critical third down. Brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company.
See, this is, again, I keep harping on it, but injuries can cause difficulties. Joey Bell comes out of the game. Pettigrew used to be the guy in this that could get you seven or eight. And we've had running backs go over the middle and curl when Stafford has gone to them in this situation. See if they try it this time, but Pettigrew's not there for him.
Third and eight for the Lions from their own 45. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Looks, throws off his back foot. Incomplete in Packer territory down at the 38-yard line. Wanted Scheffler. Scheffler was pretty well covered. Stafford threw it wide. Now they're going to have to punt it away. The last thing you want to do is give it back to Aaron Rodgers, but they're going to have to do that.
Well, they've got to stop the run. That's the deal. Last drive, Aaron Rodgers basically was the guy that just handed it off. It was the offensive line and the running backs that took care of Detroit the last possession.
Cobb back deep for Green Bay. Harris to punt it away. Nick's got it. Not a good punt. Comes off the side of his foot. Going to be taken on the run by Cobb at the 24. Cobb up the left sideline. And that is two awful punts by Nick Harris in two critical situations in the last 2 weeks. That's a 30-yard punt. You need to pin them back, and that was a returnable job by Cobb, who brought it back 18 yards. Green Bay's got it back. They lead by 7, 24-17, 7-11 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2-5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Fourth quarter brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Lions need a boost from their defense right now. They got to make something happen. They are down 7. 7-11 to go in the game. Packers have it first and 10. They will scrimmage from their own 37. Ryan Grant in the game. Two up backs. He's the deep back. They fake the give to him. Rodgers goes back, slips and falls, gets up, throws it anyway, and overthrows his intended receiver, Greg Jennings, who was well covered by a pair of Lions out there.
Hey, give the Lions defense credit. They just got run on in the last possession. I mean, they got chewed up. And here they are in this possession, first play, They go hard run action. The Lions don't bite. They put two guys back there. They follow their assignments and cover the guy deep when the Packers try to catch him unawares. Trying to throw him a curveball, and the Lions are there to make sure they don't bite on it.
Silva was back there. Carey was back there. Houston was back there in coverage. Second down, 10 to go. Packers from their own 36. Rodgers going to call a timeout. Play clock was down to one. Rodgers did not want to take the penalty, so he'll go over to the sideline and talk it over. Lions down by seven, 7:04 to go. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
As a man who's lived a while, I feel obligated to share wisdom. Fellas, don't call cute girls dude. I've heard you do it. And make sure to try McDonald's 20-piece chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 on the extra value menu. They're tender, crispy, delicious, in numbers that encourage sharing. Maybe with that girl you used to call dude. 20-piece chicken McNuggets, the simple joy of being extra smart. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someones in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
The Student Heart Check Program saves lives. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to save a kid's life. Text SCREEN to 50555. Messaging rates apply.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Second and 10, Packers. Rodgers turns, toss sweep. Harris trying to get outside, cuts it up. Not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Lost a yard back to the 36. Justin Durant doing a nice job on defense there. That'll bring up a third and 11. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. And there is an injured Lion. It's Jacob Lacy down at the 32-yard line. The Lions training staff is out to take a look at him. I want to remind you, if you're thinking about coming out, we'd love to see you at a Lions game. Not many left. Premium seating available for the Lions' December 22nd game versus the Atlanta Falcons. Experience the best sight lines. Plush leather seating, the kind you like, Brandy. Gourmet dining, the kind you like, Brandy. And premium bars, the kind I enjoy. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012. You were discussing the fine art of making a hot toddy with somebody.
Yes, that's right. I think, who was it? Tony asked me what a hot toddy was.
I'm guessing could use a hot toddy right now.
I don't know exactly what's in it, but there are specific ingredients in what's called a hot toddy. I'm sure that regionally everybody has their own recipe, but there is a drink out there called a hot toddy. My brother Art's intimately related
to the hot
toddy. He's acquainted with a hot toddy. Matter of fact, he's with a lot of them when they passed away.
What are you talking about?
It's cold. It's snowy. I'm going to start singing Christmas carols here in a minute. Well, you asked about the hot toddy.
I did. I didn't know we were going to get in. I feel like we were getting into intimate details of your brother's life and women that he had dated by the name of Hot Toddy.
You know, I feel like, Bob Hope, but seriously, or Henny Youngman, Take my wife, please.
Third down and 11 coming up for Green Bay. This is a critical third down for this Lions defense. You have got to get off the field, get the ball back to your offense. You're down seven, 6:47 remaining. If you don't get it done here, you're probably looking at another minute 45 to 2 minutes burned off the clock before you get a chance to get it back.
Lions still have all three timeouts left, but you're not worried about that right now. Right now, you want to get off the field.
Packers go empty. Five receivers, no running backs. Three left, two right. Rodgers out of the gun on third and 11. Rodgers checking his protection, looking at a three-man Lion front. So the Lions give the appearance that they'll drop eight. Ndamukong Suh right in the middle, standing up. Here they come. Rodgers with time. Pressured. Now steps up and throws. Got a man wide open in Lion territory. Shakes a tackle at the 48. Inside the 40. Inside the 30. Randall Cobb down to the 29-yard line.
You know, you gamble with a three-man rush. And that means you give time to Aaron Rodgers to find and look. Even though you're covering with eight. And he was able to step up, buy a little time, and somebody in his group of receivers sat down in a hole and the Lions lost him. And just like that, you put yourself in a bind because now the Packers are in field goal range.
Down to the 26, they'll say he's officially down. Cobb tonight, seven catches, 102 yards. And Green Bay with a play clock running out, burns another timeout. And Rodgers will come over to the sidelines and talk about it.
You and I have talked a lot about it. That's the play you need to make. That's the play you didn't make that you need to make that is the difference between 4-8 and 8-4.
It's third down and 11. You got to find a way to get off the field.
Exactly.
And you got a guy running wide open 18 yards off the line of scrimmage.
You've got to make that play in order to be a winner, in order to win games. And that's a classic example of where the Lions are this year. That play right there, why they are where they are.
Get back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. These
guys, I don't think anybody thought Seattle would be 8-5 and 6-0 at home today. They absolutely whooped the Cardinals 58-0 as Marshawn Lynch ran for three scores. Back to you.
All right, Diesel, thank you. Right here, it's the Packers up by seven, driving. They've got it first and 10 from the Lion 26. Rodgers turns, gives to Harris. He's going to get stacked up right at the line of scrimmage, trying to spin out of the tackle and did for a yard. But Ricardo Silva gets him down. It'll be second and nine. Clock moving, and right now it's working against the Lions. 5:20 left in this game. Lions down seven. They really can't afford to give up any more points here.
Nope. That third down and 10 play, that was the one right there.
John Kuhn checks in. He'll line up as the up back in an offset eye, shade it to the right side. Now they bring Tom Crabtree back as a second up back. They give it to Harris, and Harris is going to get stopped at the 23-yard line. Gain of two on the play, and that'll bring up third down. It'll be third and seven for the Packers.
Third and seven for the 23.
Clock moving down to 4.5 to play. Rodgers, veteran quarterback, is going to burn as much of that play clock as he can. Every second that ticks off works in his favor. Green Bay, 4 out of 6 on third down in the second half.
Here you are back at again, that critical third down play. Got to stop him here. You've got to stop him.
Rodgers sends two receivers to the right. He's also got Jermichael Finley over there, tight to the line right side. Third down, 7. Rodgers back. With time, stepping up, throws deep right side, and overthrows his intended receiver, Greg Jennings. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Crosby will come on for a field goal attempt, which is a very big one because it would put the Lions down two scores.
And that time, the Lions came with a four-man rush, and they moved Cliff Averill inside and Ndamukong Suh outside. Averill was able to, again, with his speed, he's a little quicker, able to stay in the middle and take the step up away from Rodgers, forced him to hang back, let the big edge pass rush get to him and throw the ball long.
41-yard field goal attempt, hash mark left side. Crosby's ready. There's the snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. Crosby sends it through. Packers extend their lead. They're now up 10. It's Green Bay 27, Lions 17. 4:02 to go in the game. Lions do have all three timeouts remaining. But their offense has got to get on track. Since they started this game by scoring touchdowns on their first two possessions, 7 plays and a fumble, 7 plays and an interception, 4 plays to end the half, 7 plays in a field goal, 3 plays punt, 6 plays missed field goal, 6 plays in a punt. That's a lot of possessions, not a lot
much
of points.
Production. Agreed. Agreed. And here's the problem. I think you see the Lions, after the fumble, call this team fragile from a mental standpoint, but after the fumble by Stafford that was returned for a touchdown, they basically have gotten 3 points.
Yep.
And
they've been outscored 27-3
right,
since they were up 14 zip.
Yeah, beyond that, they just haven't been able to really answer the bell. They didn't, and they were able, they were looking like they were going to go in and lead 17-0 or maybe 21. And with that fumble, it seems like it started to fall apart.
Yep.
And it just crumbled. And you've got to be tougher mentally than that. You got to come back from those bad plays and continue to assert your will.
A little bit like what happened in that first game when they were winning and they were doing a good job against Rodgers, and Jennings, MD Jennings made the pickoff, took it back the other way for a touchdown. So defensive touchdowns have been very big in the two games against Green Bay. But also, so too has the fact been that the Lions offense just hasn't produced enough in terms of points. You know when you play Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to score. You're going to have to put some points on the board because he's going to.
And they and the beauty of their game plan is they had Rodgers off the field for most of the first half. He wasn't out there, but what, 8 minutes? And that's what you want. That's where you want him. You want him on the bench. And then they get the fumble, returned for a score by Green Bay, and it kind of all comes apart after that.
Crosby with the kick. It's going to be taken by one of the up men, Ronnie Reef. Reef's running with it across the 30 into the 31-yard line. Big Riley with a chance to return one there. The Lions will have it down by 10 now at their own 31. Here comes Matthew Stafford in that offense. Again, remember, no Ryan Broyles, no Titus Young. Tonight, early in this one, they lost Brandon Pettigrew to an ankle injury. They send Durham left, Calvin Johnson right. Tony Scheffler also goes right. George Bell, the running back, to the left of Stafford. Down 10, Stafford takes. Four-man rush, pocket hold. Stafford throws. That's going to be incomplete. Sam Shields had a great shot at that one. Went up with two hands, got both hands on it, and couldn't haul it in. He's attempting to throw to Chris Durham.
Well, they're leaving Durham over there in man coverage, single coverage. And that's, you know, when you're a quarterback, you get that. You want your receiver to beat that coverage, and you get the ball out to him. Durham's only been here a week. I mean, he's been on the practice squad, don't get me wrong. But his experience is limited.
Will Heller splits out wide to the left. Not a formation you see often for the Lions. One they have to use right now with their injuries. Stafford back, backside pressure, sets and throws. Deflected at the line and incomplete. Mike Daniels got a hand on it. And that's going to bring up third and 10.
Now, that's the pass to the running back that they've had pretty good success with today. If that ball's in there, Joik Bell has separation on the linebacker, and he will get the first down. But the ball gets tipped at the line of scrimmage, incomplete.
So the Lions are going to have to dial something up here on third down and 10. Down by 10, 3:48 to go. Stafford in the second half, 6 out of 15 for 61 yards. They scrimmage from their own 30. Stafford's got it. Four-man rush. Stafford sets and throws once. Calvin got him first down, and he is drilled at the 43-yard line. Megatron took a big shot from Morgan Burnett, but he made the catch. Got out of bounds as well. Stopped the clock with 3:41 to go.
And there's a throw that, you know, when you look at that throw and you wonder about Matthew Stafford and his arm, you say, this guy's the real deal. He has to drop it over and underneath coverage linebacker into Calvin in front of a safety, and he puts it right there for Calvin to make the play.
Calvin 8 catches, 85 yards tonight. First and 10 Lions from their own 43. Stafford's got it. Flag down, plays dead. The Lions moved early.
False start. Offense, number 77. 5-yard penalty remains first down.
Doster Sherrill has called for the penalty. And that'll back them up 5. It'll be first and 15 from their own 38. Time is a factor. 3:41 to go. They're down 2 scores, 27-17. Do have all 3 timeouts remaining, but in a perfect world, you'd like to score before you get to that two-minute warning.
Absolutely.
First and 15 now. Stafford looking out over that defense. He's got it. Green Bay sends four. Stafford has time. Throws, got it to Joyke Bell. Bell's upended at the 42. Got back near the original line of scrimmage. Casey Hayward hit him. That's a nice job by Bell to hang on to that ball because he did not see him, didn't get his head turned around. Then he got his legs taken out from under him.
The Packers are learning what the Lions are doing on some of their plays, and that little pass to the running back, they're coming off the corner and cheating on it.
Second and 10. Lions set to go. They throw. They got to complete. Calvin with it in Green Bay territory inside the 45, and Calvin gets down to the 44-yard line. It's going to be 13 and a first down. Lions will go straight to the line. Clock moving. Down to 3 minutes to go. Lions down 27-17. Stafford sends two receivers to the right side and one to the left. He's got it. Four-man rush. Stafford throws. Incomplete. Joyke Bell's there. Joyke wanted a hold against Brad Jones. Jones had his jersey from behind. Doesn't get the call. Stops the clock. 2:41 to go. Lions will have second and 10. And Joyke Bell had a pretty good case there. He's trying to get separation.
It's right in front of the umpire. I don't know why he didn't see it. I mean, Joyke Bell's legs are moving, and he's not going anywhere. Why do you think that is?
Second and 10 for the Lions from the Packer 44. Packers show blitz. Stafford with a hard count. Big blitz comes. Stafford sets and throws right side, and that is knocked away and incomplete. Could have been picked off by Casey Hayward. I mean, Hayward, frankly, I don't know why he didn't catch it. Scheffler was the intended receiver. Stafford throwing that under all kinds of duress. And Hayward just battled the football and couldn't come down with it. It'll be third and 10 now.
Well, this is where, again, as Dom Capers will line up a lot of guys in different spots and come with a blitz. Normally in third down situations, he just rushes three. But sometimes he'll bring seven just to force your quarterback to get rid of it early. Stafford's throwing to spots.
Lions 10 out of 15 on third down. It's third and 10, definitely four down territory. Stafford drifts back, wants to throw. Back shoulder throw for Scheffler and incomplete. Contact out there, no flag. It'll be fourth and 10. Hayward in coverage for Green Bay. Lions have no choice but to go for it. They need two scores. They are not in field goal range. Stafford looks like he's limping a little bit back there.
Excuse me, Stafford's taking a bit of a beating on this series.
Took a shot on that last play after he released the football. Jarrell Worthy, the former Spartan, got a good hit on him. So this is it. Lions need to get a first down here to keep their hopes alive. Play clock down to 7. Play clock at 5. Stafford ready. He's got it. 4th and 10. Drops back. Pumps. Now throws deep middle. Juan Scheffler threw it behind him. Picked off. Intercepted by Jermaine McMillan, who's coming back the other way.
They're blowing the whistle back here on the 17.
They're going to say he was down back at the 17-yard line, as you mentioned, Brandon. That, for all intents and purposes, will do it. 2:21 to go. Lions have the two-minute warning and three timeouts, but they are two scores down. And this is just a night where, offensively, after a fast start, they just did not get anything done at all. 3 turnovers tonight, 2 interceptions and a fumble. That fumble was a big one. It's returned for a touchdown. Took a 14-3 Lion lead, trimmed it to 14-10.
Excuse me, in game one, Lions were -3 in the turnover, takeaway giveaway, okay? And
they will review that and see whether or not that was in fact an interception. For the Lions, it's better if it is ruled an interception.
Yeah, I mean, they get the ball 20 yards further upfield. If they rule that ball incomplete.
Somewhat academic at this point.
But the Lions are -3 in that first game and they're -2 in this game.
The previous play will go under review.
They will head under the hood to take a look at it.
Now, is that because it's a change of possession?
Change of possession. All scoring plays and changes of possession are in fact reviewed. And this booth replay brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan.
Can I ask the question if it's fourth down? Didn't that change possession
it
anyway?
It would matter where the ball is spotted.
Correct.
If it's an incomplete pass, it'd be back at the line of scrimmage. If it's an interception, it would be there. So they have to review it to make sure that it is, in fact, an interception.
Now, don't you like how I did that?
What did you do?
By asking that question, you clarified the situation for our listeners at home.
Yeah, sure. That was great. You're on top of your game tonight.
I think you said that with some sarcasm, and that bothers me.
You really...
That upsets me.
I got to say this. Game 13, you've hit your stride.
Thank you. I thought I was hot in game 10, but I think 13 I've been best.
I thought game 10 was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Don't. Well, they are taking a look at it, the replay booth. You will find out the verdict here from Tony Correnti. Both teams are walking back up towards the line of scrimmage to indicate that it is not an interception. I don't know if they're doing that unilaterally or if, in fact, they have gotten some indication from the officials that that's what they should be doing.
This man has gotten the thesaurus out tonight. I am proud of you. This is – he's good, Joey, isn't he? He is on top of it. Man.
Jim Branstad will be headed down to the Lions locker room shortly to talk with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz.
You hope it's quicker than later, don't you? Me up here calling you unilateral.
After reviewing the play, the ball hit the ground before any possession by the receiver. Therefore, it's an incomplete pass. On downs, Green Bay receives the ball at the 41-yard line, first down. With the game clock operator, please reset the game clock to 2:26. 2:26, thank you.
So the Lions will begin to burn timeouts here as Green Bay runs plays, and I would anticipate that they will all be running plays. If I may look to the future with some certainty. The Lions would appear to be headed for their fifth consecutive loss after getting back to level in the season at 4-4. Barring a miracle finish here, they will fall to 4-9 on the year. With a trip to Arizona where Cardinals are
licking their wounds, aren't they?
Goodness, what was that, 58-0 today?
Yeah.
Something like
Seattle
that.
Seattle just laid the wood to them.
56-0. First down run over the right side by Alex Green to the 46-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Lions burn a timeout. It'll be second down and 8. Lions have 2 timeouts remaining.
This is a 30-second timeout. With the game clock operator, please put the game clock at 2:22. Thank you.
Just to clarify, it was 58-0 the Seahawks won today. 58-0 was the final. Had hung a couple of 50s up today. Giants 52-27 over the Saints. And that was an interesting game because the Saints had gotten that thing back to a one-score game after the Giants had gotten some big separation. Then New York just ran away and hit.
Aren't they something, that New York team?
Yeah,
because they
They lost one to the Redskins on Monday night. Tough game. But, boy, when they turn it up and Eli gets going.
That's the thing about them. You just never know. And it seems like Tom Coughlin's the master of somehow, as the season rolls down to the end and you need to be playing your best football, the Giants just seem to come up and play their best football. And that's what's taking them to a couple of Super Bowls.
All right, here come the Packers now on second down and 8 from their own 46. Deep back John Kuhn, he gets the football. He's getting a drop for a loss back at the 41-yard line by Ashley Palmer. Palmer with the tackle. That's going to bring up now third down and long for Green Bay. Lions burn another timeout. They have one remaining. And while they talk about it, we'll go back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan and Jim, you guys were talking about the Cardinals next week. Of course, started 4-0, now 4-9. Today, John Skelton got the start at quarterback. He was a robust 11 for 22 for 74 yards. And Arizona turned it over 8 times in their 58-0 loss to Seattle. So
use of the word robust would seem to be some.
You like that, huh?
That was good.
Is that some kind of a record? 8 turnovers?
No, I think the Cardinals had 9 last week.
Oh. Is 17 in 2 weeks a record?
No, I'm just
Man.
Kidding.
Here
that
we go.
Is something.
I'm filling
Third
for
down.
You.
Doing a good job, Deez. Here we go. Third down for the Packers. Rodgers. Setting up a screen to the right side, doesn't throw it, comes back to the left, and he slides down at the 31-yard line. So that'll be another significant loss, and that will result in a fourth down coming up. Lions burn their final timeout with 2:08 to go in the game.
How about that? The Packers tried to pull a little trickery there, and the Lions did a nice job of sniffing it out. They're trying to run a little bit of a run fake and then throw it to the back that you made the run fake with. And the Lions stayed right with them, didn't buy the little trickery, came back, and then when Rodgers tried to go the opposite way, they had stayed home defensively and took that cutback away, basically forced him to take a knee. He went down without a fight, and the Lions will get the ball back.
Maste coming up. Rodgers being smart, too, knowing he doesn't want to run out of bounds, doesn't want to throw an incomplete pass, just keeping the clock moving. Make
force
the Lions,
Lions
burn that final
timeout. That's
time
right. Force the Lions to use that last timeout.
Maste with a punt. Here it is. Not a good one. Doesn't get it to turn over. It's going to hit at the 30-yard line, and it's going to take a Packer bounce down to the 23-yard line. And that'll also take us down to the two-minute warning here in the fourth quarter. 1:59 to play. It is the Packers leading 27-17. Two-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where you can find a large selection of Federal premium ammunition. If it's a trip to the range for clay target shooting or out on the lake for some waterfowl, Dunham's has the Federal ammo that is right for you. For clay shooting, there is the Top Gun target loads, which gives you consistent performance at a reasonable price. And you're sure to break clay after clay. Bring down unsuspecting waterfowl with the Black Cloud steel shot. With the Flight Control Wad, you get long-range effectiveness for better hunting. So the next time you need Federal premium ammo, stop by your Dunham Sports and get in the game.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.
.159 to play. It's the Packers leading by 10. The Lions have it first and 10.
How about that Motown bumper?
At their own 22.
That bump music. That was good job, guys. A little Motown bump music.
Right up until the point you started dancing. There were things moving that should not be mobile.
I know. I like the James Gang, too, when they do that. But the Motown bump was good.
You're kind of a music guy.
I am.
People don't get to see you air guitar like I do.
What a tough thing it is for them to miss that, huh?
Here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 22, down 10. Stafford out of the gun, Joik Bell to his right. Matthews got it. Sets and throws, wants Durham, got him, makes the catch to the 35-yard line, dives to try to get out of bounds, does not do it. They keep the clock moving, 13-yard gain. Sam Shields in coverage for Green Bay. Clock down to 1:40. Stafford takes them straight to the line. Two receivers left, one right. Two deep safeties for Green Bay. They want to keep everything in front of them. Stafford sets and throws, got it complete. It is caught out at the 42-yard line by Will Heller. Heller picks up 8 on the play, straight to the line again. Clock moving, down to 1:20.
Boy, Stafford does have that great arm. The flick of the wrist, and boom, that ball was out of there to Heller in a hurry.
Shotgun snap to Matthew. Straight drop, pumps, looking for somewhere to go. Throws deep left side, and that is going to be incomplete. There is contact down there, and a flag is thrown. Calvin Johnson was locked up with Tremont Williams.
Williams was all over him, and they finally throw the flag.
Stops the clock with 106 to go. We'll get the call from Tony Correnti.
Illegal contact, defense number 38. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Well, that difference between illegal contact and pass interference is huge.
About 30 yards in this case. 5-yard penalty as opposed to a spot foul in the NFL. So if that were called interference, which it easily could have been called, I don't know what, 30, 35-yard penalty? But instead it's just a 5-yard penalty, and the Lions will have to snap it from their own 48.
Where they have it, first down, but a minute six to go, and they're down 10. Stafford, two receivers left, one right. Calvin Johnson not in the game for this play. Stafford throws over the middle, complete to George Bell. Bell into Packer territory at the 43. Green Bay will let him have that all day. That just runs clock with 55 seconds left. Second down for the Lions. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Clock moving. Stafford looking for somewhere to go. Now rolling to his right. Setting up. Throwing deep right side. Wants Scheffler inside the 10, and it goes incomplete. Tremont Williams out there in coverage on Scheffler. That's going to bring up now a third down. One to go. 35 seconds left.
Well, and if you're at home and you're a Lions fan, you're looking at this, Stafford's just trying to make something happen. He's going to throw it into anywhere he can possibly throw it because you're down two scores. And your only chance is to score as quick as you can. So you're going to take a shot down there. If the guy looks covered, he's got three guys, so what? You don't have much of a choice. You've got to do what you can to try to get the ball in the end zone.
Durham and Calvin Johnson go right. Tony Scheffler goes left. Third down, one for the Lions. From the Packer 43, Stafford sets and throws complete. First down, Joyke Bell down to the 34-yard line. Taken down there, clock moving, down to 25 seconds to go. Lions really need to score on the next play or two. The clock moving, they're going to clock it with 18 seconds left, and to have a realistic shot at a touchdown, onside kick, and then some sort of play that either scores you a touchdown or gets you in field goal range, they have to score on this play right now. I mean, you'd almost think at this point you might want to kick the field goal now, but... got a tall order anyway to look at it from the 35-yard line. 54 yards going the other way. There's no way in this
win. And there's also going to be a thing. You almost have to have a score on this play, and it takes 5 seconds or less. You get under 10 seconds, and I think she's all done.
I think Green Bay knows that. They've got five men lined up on the 10-yard line, 30 yards off the line of scrimmage. Stafford's going to set and throw. Got Calvin sliding at the 25-yard line. Makes the catch. They're going to say he's out at the 16. And now they will run the field goal unit on. Try to get within 7 with 12 seconds to go. It is the right play to make. Got to get one score. If you run another play, you're pretty much toast. 34-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark left side for Jason. Plenty of time on the play clock. Hanson's ready. Snap by Muehlbach, spot by Harris, kick by Hanson is up, and it is good. That pulls the Lions within 7. Now, 7 seconds to go. You need an onside kick, then you need a Hail Mary. That's all.
Well, again, you're kicking off from the 35, so you're going to be sitting there with, if you get the onside kick, you got to throw it 70, 75 yards in the air.
No, you'd be about... From the 35, you'd be about 50. I mean, it's got to go 10 yards. You're kicking off from the 35, it's got to go 10.
Right, it's the 45.
Yeah.
But if you're going to get it to the end zone, the quarterback's got to drop back 5-6 yards. You got to go, so it's like 60, 65 in the air, man.
But most people only count the yardage from the line of scrimmage. I mean, I'm not saying you're not a little different.
If you... You're trying to make me mad. I know you are. You're doing this on purpose. Well, now, the quarterback releases the ball.
Yes.
It's
yes,
got to
yes.
get to the
Can
other
Can we worry
end
about
zone?
That when we see where they get it?
Hey, give them credit. They did a good job to get the field goal, to get themselves within the one score, okay? I mean, that's all you got to do. You got to do
all
what
right,
you can.
Here comes Hanson. Run up in the kick. It hits at the 30-yard line. It's bouncing free, and it'll bounce out of bounds at the 30. Lions basically tried to just pop it over the initial group of Packers, get it rolling, and get a bounce in open field. Doesn't work, and that'll Clock did not start because nobody touched it. But the Packers will be able to take the football, take a knee, and they will head on to the locker room with a victory 27-20 over the Lions. Post-game show is coming up here momentarily. Jim Brandstatter down in the locker room talking with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz as well with some of the key players in this one as the Lions will lose and fall to 4-9 on the year. Packers will win, and with the Bears losing today, they'll have sole possession of first place in the NFC North. Calvin, six straight games with 100 yards receiving. Got that done tonight. 30th time he's gone over for his career. Had 10 catches for 118 yards. There's the snap. Rodgers takes the knee, and that's your ball game. Packers win it 27-20. Post-game show coming up. Stick with us. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. And whether it's a high-pitched squeal, pulling to one side or another, or a grinding metal sound, or a vibrating steering wheel, you know when you have a brake problem. When it's time to replace your brakes, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's Brake Best, Brake Best Select, or Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at everyday low prices. So simple maintenance on your brake system today can save you from costly repairs down the road or even a dangerous accident. Play it safe with brakes you can count on from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts. For healthcare coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.